Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork One and Other. The date today is the 15th of August 2009 and the time is 6:30 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Hi, my name is Jill Mitchell and my date of birth is 16th of March 1958. My address, where I come from, is Amersham in Buckinghamshire.
Okay, lovely. And how are you today, Jill?
Very well, thank you. Yes, excited.
Good.
Yes.
You're going up at 7 o'clock this morning?
Yes, I am. Yes.
How are you feeling about that?
A little bit apprehensive, being so far off the ground. But generally, I'm quite excited and looking forward to it.
Good. Mm. What was it that motivated you to be part of One Another?
Well, I've seen some of Anthony Gormley's work, always loved it, and when I heard about the project, I thought, oh, that's something I'd really like to be involved with, because I've never done anything like this before, and I thought, something different for me to do. So that's why I applied.
Yeah. And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth?
I thought it was a joke. I thought someone had sent me an email and was having a laugh, and I just couldn't believe that I'd been offered a plinth place, because I never win anything in my life, you know, and to be offered a plinth place was very exciting indeed. I couldn't believe it.
Wonderful. And how did you decide how to use your hour on the plinth?
Well, I had to think long and hard about what I'd do, because obviously there's nothing up there. I'd like a blank canvas, really. And then, because I'm a volunteer for the Air Ambulance Trust locally, I decided that I could use it to raise money for them. So the Thames Valley and Chiltern Air Ambulance Trust will be getting all my sponsorship money for their fund to help the ambulance fly.
Wonderful.
Keep it flying.
In what capacity do you volunteer for them?
Well, I help with fundraising events, and I place donation boxes around my local area, so I sort of manage those and do as much as I can to raise awareness of the fact that it's not funded by central government, and the air ambulance can only run on the sponsorship money that we raise for it, and it costs about £2 million a year to run, to keep it flying. So it's a very expensive piece of equipment, and so we have to do lots and lots of fundraising, particularly through the summer months, to raise enough money to keep it going.
Yeah. And why the air ambulance in particular?
Well, I used to be a medical secretary, so I'm always interested in anything connected with anything medical, and used to work in hospitals. I've seen air ambulances coming and going from the London hospital, and when I heard about our local one and that it needs assistance in the way of volunteers to fundraise for it, I just thought, well, I'd do that, because I've got a bit of spare time, so you know, use my time wisely and help someone else. So,
would you like to say a little bit about the service that the Air Ambulance provides, or what you know about them as an organisation?
Well, the Trust was set up in 1999, and we had a very old helicopter, which was very reliable, very old, and we kept that going until last year when we got a new one, and it's leased from the Bond Air Services, and it's based at RAF Benson in Oxfordshire, which is central to our area, because we look after Berkshire, Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. And so the helicopter is based right in the middle, and that's the place for it to get to any emergency that they called out to. And they're called out usually 3 or 4 times a day at least. And there's usually 3 crew members on board. We pay for their training to go on the helicopter. And it's a very busy aircraft, you know. It's a huge area to cover for one helicopter as well. Mm. But it gets the patient from an incident to a hospital within 1 hour, which is called the golden hour, much quicker than a land ambulance can. So it's a vital piece of equipment, you know.
Would you like to say a little bit about your experience as a medical secretary and your professional career and how that was?
That was a long time ago. I did the training for that when I left school, went to college, first started work at Barts Hospital, then had a bit of a break, holiday in Australia, came back, and then I was at the Royal Free Hospital. But I've worked in cardiothoracic surgery, general medicine, paediatrics, renal transplant unit, and really enjoyed it. But then I wanted to change after doing that for some years. Went into publishing, secretarial PA work for some years. And basically then I got married and had two children, two boys, who are now 12 and 18. So they're hopefully going to be waking up soon and watching me live on the webcam mm-hmm. at home.
Yeah. And how was the transition from working full-time to being a mother?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. We used to live in London, and my husband and I, and we moved out to Amersham, which is right at the end of the Metropolitan Line in the countryside. Bought a house with a garden and decided to get married. And at that stage, time was running out a bit, and I thought we needed to get on and have a family. So Alan being in agreement, we had Chris, our first son, in 1991. So that's been fabulous. I haven't really had to work, although in recent years I've joined my husband in his business. He's a chartered surveyor in Mayfair, and I go in once a week to help him in the office. I just run the office and keep it going, you know, general duties, answering the phone and so on. So yeah, I enjoy that. I don't like the commuting very much up to London, but once I'm here, I like being in London, which was another reason I'd wanted to go on the plinth, really, because you're standing in the middle of, right in the heart of London, on this very iconic, it's become iconic, this plinth, with the artwork that's been on there previously. And, you know, the name Anthony Gormley just made me think I'd really like to be involved with it. So that's why I did it.
And would you like to say a little bit about the experiences that have shaped who you are today?
What, my family life, I suppose.
Whichever springs to mind.
I'm the youngest of four children, got three older brothers. And I don't know what to say, really. Brought up in a very happy family.
Would you like to change the subject? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, please.
Of course. Thanks. So, moving forward with your life, what's important to you now?
My family, basically, husband and two boys, is the most important thing.
And who's your husband?
He's Alan, a chartered surveyor, as I said before. He works very hard, commutes up to London every day on his motorbike, and he's a very good dad, very good husband, and provides very well for all of us, and you know, we're all very happy as a family unit. Yeah, yeah.
And who are you doing this for today, taking part in one another?
Partly for myself, I suppose, because it's something different, something I wouldn't normally volunteer to do, is to be sort of in the limelight. For the Air Ambulance Trust, really, yeah. You know, they need a lot of help, a lot of support, so I hope to raise as much money as I can for them.
And outside of your volunteering work and your family life, what are your interests and passions and things that you like to spend your time doing?
Well, I do like arts. I do like visiting galleries. I like to go to the cinema, an occasional play or show. We go to antique fairs sometimes. We like searching for items. We don't know much about it, but we're sort of learning as we go along. I do Pilates, and my teacher quite wanted me to do Pilates on the plinth, but I didn't really want to do that. We go cycling with the boys as much as we can. We try and have a summer holiday every year. Just been to Lake Garda, which is great fun. I love gardening. We just set up a vegetable plot in the garden.
And
we've had some quite good vegetables, actually. Carrots have done really well, surprisingly, because they're quite difficult to grow. Lettuces, beans, beetroot. There's some parsnips and Brussels sprouts coming. And loads of onions. We've got strings of onions in the garage, which is my husband's domain, the garage. He has his motorbike in there, and it's a complete mess. Can't find anything in there. But we've found a space for the onions. And he goes out every night and puffs on his pipe in the evening, because I won't allow smoke in the house. we love cars. We've both got a car each. I've got a little Mini Cooper, which is great fun. We like walking. We watch a fair bit of television, I must admit. And, you know, helping the air ambulance has got me out the house as well, because I met so many people through that as well. It's a good social thing. And I run around and meet lots of shopkeepers who are having my donation boxes on their counter. So that's been really good to get to know the local community by doing that.
Yeah. How about beliefs, religious beliefs or political beliefs?
Well, I was brought up C of E. And used to go to church regularly with my mum. And when I left home, after I left home, that sort of fizzled out a bit. But we were married in a church in Devon, in Colleton in Devon. So I believe in God. I was confirmed Christian. And I don't feel the need to go to church every Sunday. But I would go if there was something special happening, like a concert or baptism or someone's wedding. I mean, I love to go, you know. But I don't feel the need to go every Sunday. I follow a good moral code from home, and so does my husband. Yeah.
Is there any other elements of your life that you'd like to communicate or to bring up?
I think that's basically everything I've said is basically me. I'm a very tidy person, very neat. Hopefully I keep a well-run house, clean, and provide good food for the family. I like cooking. We both like cooking. That's another interest, actually. If there's a food market on, we go and have a look at that. And craft fairs as well. We visit craft fairs. And one day I'd like to, you know, really get into a craft. Maybe something using material, or I've done a bit of silk painting. And there are some classes running locally that I could join. So that's another thing that I'd like to do. And see if any talent comes out, because you don't know what's there, do you, until you try. So my eldest son, Chris, is 18. He's a very good artist. and he's going off to university to do a computer and video games design degree, a BA, in September. So we'll miss him when he's gone, but he'll be coming back soon. I think their terms are quite short. And my youngest one, who's 12, Stephen, he likes to draw and paint, but I don't think he's quite the artist that Chris is, although he does love his computer games. That's another thing to say, actually, about my husband, is that he loves World of Warcraft. That's the game that they all, the three of them, play online. It's a massive worldwide game they get involved with. And this morning, before I came out this morning, we got up at 4 a.m, and Chris, my eldest one, was still sitting on the computer playing the World of Warcraft. So I told him to go to bed. He doesn't always do it for that long, but he just loves the whole thing, and he's going to go to university to design the games, hopefully get his name on a game for a studio. No, there's nothing much else to say about me. We have quite a big circle of... Well, I have quite a big circle of friends locally. Quite a small family. And I like lots of different friends because they give you different things, you know. And my husband has a few friends, I would say. But he also enjoys the company of my friends. So we like the same sort of people. We have a good sense of humour as well. The whole family does. We're always having a laugh. So, yeah, it's a happy household.
And, yeah, I think that's everything, really. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about taking part in one another? What it means to you to stand on the fourth plinth, perhaps? How do you...
Well, it's quite an honour to stand there because it's... as I say, in the centre of London, and it's Trafalgar Square, which, you know, is such an historical place. And on the other plinths, I haven't looked at them, but presumably there are statues of famous generals and famous people. So to be on the fourth plinth, you know, is it's a real honour. And I'm very thankful to Anthony Gormley that he should allow... that he thought of the idea in the first place, and that the Mayor of London has allowed us to go on it. There's so much involved with the whole project. Even just coming this morning, you can see what's involved, the number of staff you've got here and the forms you have to fill out and everything that's involved. It's much bigger than I ever thought. You know, when I applied, I thought, oh yes, just go and stand on the plinth for an hour, that's easy, you know. Well, it has been easy so far, but there's so much more involved than you think. Everything behind the scenes. So I'm very thankful to everybody that, you know, made it possible for me to do this.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.